Okay. Jag kan först bara säga, killar, Chrisley, this is gonna be TH, I think, but anyway, I'll take the Chrisley in next time. TH, Mahabharat. I really like this. Version of the Indian wisdom epic Mahabharat, although production wise it's a bit outdated, but the actors are solid and it has that dignity that you expect from the Mahabharat, and this could be the continuation of that previous one that PH just before this one. And this is what I'm talking about. These are the real heroes, and look, even the wise people are heroes. They are there, even bigger heroes, and you've got Arjuna there and Yudhishthira, and yes, and the trickster Krishna. It's a good story. And there are many of those old stories. That's how stories were in the past. They contained wisdom. They were written not by some drunk pulp fiction writers. By sages and philosophers and the most learned in society, who crafted these stories meticulously and ingeniously. To grab our hearts and imagination and make us tell them to each other for thousands of years, and thereby, by embedding the deeper wisdom in it, they slipped in the medicine. They really immortalized those teachings. That's how smart they were in those days. So here we are, we can take advantage of that. And then maybe our movies and our stories that we write and read and make and act will not be like this, but more like this. And I'm sitting here in a little Sweden just waiting for the great dragon of the Chinese film industry to rise. It's been moving and peeping out of its egg a little bit, but, and you know, the dragon, by the way, is in the east. Not a bad guy, but a good guy. Auspicious, and the one coming with good news and new life. And when the dragon is present, then nature is alive and everything is fresh in this world. But here in the West, the dragon is of a different kind. It's funny. And the great Bollywood. Why are they so selfish? Only producing for the Indians. So much talent, especially in China and India. They have incredibly good. Film directors. And for the rest of us, we choose the stories we want to read and see and follow and live. Because our life is also such a story, isn't it?